at the house of Dr. Bali and Rajantimala Atis in Bombay, evening of the 19th, November 1970.
Om Abdana Sri Ram Vesha Jnanal Nivasalapaya Chaksur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manohishyam Thapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Padamayam Dadati Sapadam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jitapada Kavalam Sri Guran Vaishnavam Sri Rupam Shadrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Sang Sajivam Saddaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitam Hare Krishna Karuna Sindho Deena Bandho Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskita Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhi Vrindavanishwari Brihavanushri Devi Pranamami Vancha Kalpataram Bhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavasa Patitanam Pavanibha Vaishnava is Bhanavolo. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktalu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Dr. Bali, Srimati Vaijayanti Mala, ladies and gentlemen, I am very much glad to meet you this evening and to explain to you the purpose of Krishna Consciousness Movement. This Krishna Consciousness Movement, as you understand from the very word, Krishna. When I started this movement in USA, many friends requested me to incorporate the association as God concept. I denied. I said no. Krishna concept. God consciousness is vague term. And Krishna consciousness is directly to understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. The Absolute Truth appears in three features. Brahmaiti, Paramatmaiti, Bhagavaniti, Sadvati. Brahma, impersonal Brahma is the realization at the first stage of knowledge, perfection of knowledge. Not perfection of knowledge means liberation from ignorance and stepping on the platform of knowledge. That is called Brahma realization. Aham Brahma. And when one realizes Brahma, then his material tribulations immediately stop. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kankati ramat sarvesu bhutesu madhvati lavati parama. The one who is Brahma realized, his symptom should be that he has no more any hankering and no more any lamenting. Natu sati natang. In this material world, we are perturbed with two things. We are desiring for things which we do not possess, and we are lamenting for things which are lost. But these two things are the prominent features of material life, sometimes gaining, sometimes losing. It is not fixed up. If we think that now I have got permanent settlement, I have got so much bank balance, my position in the society is so nice, so everything is settled. No. It is a tottering platform. Any moment it can be finished. And an express belief. That is not only true for this life, but a continuation of this life. It's like we have got in our front 8,400,000 species of life. What are these 8,400,000 species of life? They are different stages of our transmigration from one body to another. Just like even in this present life we are experiencing, transforming or growing from one body to another. Everyone is born a small child, but that childhood body is changed into boyhood body, or the boyhood body changes into youthhood body, then old age, then body finished. So anyone, any sane man can understand that although the body is being changed, I am fixed up there. Every one of us can remember that I was a child, I was a boy, I was a girl, young age, now I am old. But I am existing, although the body is changing. Therefore, it is very easy to understand. It's not at all difficult that the body is changing, but I am fixed. Dehinasmin jathādhi hūtumāna yogunami jarā tathāt dehāntaraṁ prāpti dhīrat tattva namaiya tathāt dehāntaraṁ prāpti. So, we cannot make any permanent settlement in this material world. We have to change. Therefore, it is called jagat. Jagat means gacchati. Change, all is change. So, we should not forget the process of life. Krishna consciousness movement is to remind the forgetful human society that you are very much engaged in your present business. But you do not know what is going to happen next. Not only next stage of life, but next life. Unfortunately, at the present moment, people do not know that there is next life. Some of them do not believe it, that there is next life. But here in the Bhagavad Gita, it is plainly said, Dehantaraṁ prāpti. Bhāsāṁsi jīrnāni rūpāvi hāya. Just like we change our dress, similarly we change our body. This is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Unfortunately, we Indians, we are forgetting the simple teachings of Bhagavad Gita. That this life is not whole. Na jāyata nā mṛyate, nā hannate hannamāne sarīre. I, you, every one of us. That is very vividly explained in the Bhagavad Gita. When Krishna was on the battlefield, and Arjuna was perplexed. Krishna said, "My dear Arjuna, you, me, and all the soldiers and the kings whom you see in your front, it is not that they are not existing in the past, and it is not that they will not exist in the future. So our life is continuation. It is not that this life is the end. So, but there is no education about this eternity of the living entity. When I was called to lecture in the Boston, there is a technological Massachusetts, yes, Massachusetts Technological Institute.
MIT.
MIT, yes. You are in there?
Yeah,
we are to go. Oh, that's it. So, I immediately asked the students that this is a technological institute, but have you got any technological department in which it is lacking, that the life is eternal and it is changing? This is a great technology. Unfortunately, there is no such university, there is no such institution throughout the whole world which is serious to study about the eternity of the soul or to find out what is the living force within the world. Still, they are very much proud of advancement of education. This is the preliminary knowledge of human life. The way animals cannot understand this philosophy. But in the human form of life, there is facility to understand. There are so many books of knowledge, Vedic knowledge, and our great saints and sages in India, they had labored so much to present us the real knowledge, and still we are neglecting. This is not very good time. You see, there is a Bengali nice verse in which it is stated that apan dhan bilaye diye bhikkha maage pore tat. We are defeated, we have thrown away our own assets. Now we are going to beg something for our protection. Our ministers, our government, responsible officers are going to the foreign countries to beg for money, beg for rice, beg for wheat, beg for soldiers. But people are thinking that India has nothing to give. But actually, India has also something to give. And this is the precaution. This contribution of India is very much appreciated in the foreign countries, this Krishna consciousness. So, the Krishna consciousness movement is also very nice in the sense that we are dealing with Krishna, the supreme, most beautiful personality, and his energy, Srimati Radharani. The love exchange between Srimati Radharani and Krishna. Radha Krishna Pranaya Bhikiti Alladini Shakti Rasmat Dekat Manabhati Deho Vedo Gatoto Chaitanya Sapratana Vaduna Sadhyam Chaitkamatam Radha Bhava Duti Subhajitam Namami Krishna Chaitanya Sangat. So this Krishna consciousness movement is very nice in this sense that we are dealing with original Krishna love affair. Where from this love affair comes between young boys and girls? That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam or Vedanta Sutra, Janma Adhyasya. The Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has explained that these feelings of love between young boy and girl, that is called Adhirasa. There are 12 rasas. So, this feeling, it may be perverted now in the present conditional stage of life as sex feeling. But this attraction is the original attraction between Krishna and Radha. Therefore, Srila Jiva Goswami has explained what is the feature of Radha and Krishna. Radha is the pleasure potency of Krishna. Krishna is Parabrahma. So, ordinary man, in order to understand Brahma, Sukham, or happiness, Brahma happiness. Brahma happiness means happiness or pleasure which has no end. The material happiness, there is end. That is the distinction between material happiness, material pleasure, and spiritual or Brahma pleasure. Ramante yogina anante satyanande siddhatmani. Iti rama pade naso upara brahma iti avidhiya. Rama. Rama is the spiritual rama. So yogina, those who are bhakta yogi, those are devotees, they are called yogi. So ramante, they also have raman, but they have raman in the ananta, not in the limited, but in the unlimited. Ramante yogina ananta. And that is real ananta, that is real pleasure. Anything which is flickering, which is non-permanent, that is not happiness, that is maya. That is maya. That is the distinction between maya and reality. So, this Radha Krishna pranayam, loving affairs between Radha and Krishna, originally, the Parabrahma, Krishna, and his pleasure potency, Srimati Radha. So, for Brahma realization, big saints and saintly persons and sages, they give up worldly pleasure. They take sannyas. So, have Brahma pleasure, to enjoy Brahma pleasure. Now, this Krishna being the part of Brahma, how he can enjoy material happiness? No. That is our mistake. This Radha Krishna Lila, enjoyment between Krishna and Radha, is not material. Just try to understand. Because for Brahma pleasure, we have to give up everything material. And the Parabrahma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is Parabrahma, naturally he is not expected to enjoy anything material. Because to come to the Brahma understanding, you have to give up all material pleasure. Now how Krishna can enjoy material pleasure? So don't mistake that Radha Krishna Lila is anything material. But that Radha Krishna Lila has been perversely reflected in this material world, which is going on as love. But that is not love, that is lust. That is the difference between love and lust. Actually, it appears like the same. But one is lust, one is love. How is it distinguished? it is distinguished in this way that Krishna, Krishnendriya Tripti, Dhare Premna, Atmendriya Tripti Vansha, Tar Naam Kaam. When there is self-satisfaction or self-enjoyment, that is called love. And when there is sense of satisfying Krishna, that is called love. That is the distinction between love and lust. The spiritual love of Radha and Krishna, in a Vedanta Sutra, is why the definition, Janma Adrasya Jataha, what is Brahma? Brahma, Parabrahma means the supreme absolute truth from whom or from which everything emanates. That is called Brahma. Therefore, it is to be understood that this feeling or sex feeling between man and woman, this is also born of the absolute truth. It is not artificial. But it is perverse. Because it is material, it is pervertedly represented. Pervertedly means that, like the example is given in Bhagavad Gita, the urdhva mulam adhosakha. This material world has been explained as a tree which is perverted, whose root is upward and the branch is downward. Have you seen any such tree within your experience, that the root is upward and the branches are downward? Perhaps you are not seeing, but some of you might have seen. If you go near a reservoir of water, and if there is a tree on the bank, you will see that the tree is reflected downwards to branches and upwards to it. That shadow, representation of the real truth, real tree, is called Maya. Therefore, the highest rasa, Radha Krishna, is reflected in this world as the lowest. The Radha Krishna attachment is the highest in the spiritual world, but that is now reflected as the lowest in this material world, because it is parvat. But the truth is that this loving propensity is there everywhere, in you, in me, even in the cats and dogs and the animals, everywhere. And we are trying to depose this loving affair somewhere. But we are being frustrated because it is pervertedly repose. Therefore, the science is that this natural tendency to love others should be given to Krishna. Then it will be possible. Not a vidu sasaka thing in Vishnu. Vishnu and Krishna, the same thing. They do not know that the ultimate goal of life is to revive our original relationship with Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness movement. We are simply trying to awake people to this Krishna consciousness. Because unless this ultimate end of life is achieved, we remain always dissatisfied. And by dissatisfaction, we create our next karma life, and therefore we get another life, another type of body, next life, and in this way our life is being thrown in this material existence. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Nunam Pramatta Kurute Vikarma Jadindya Pritaye Aptinoti Nasadu Manme Jato Atmanoyam Asannapi Klesate Asadriha Nunam Pramatta. All people have become mad after sense gratification and Kurute Vikarma, and for sense gratification they are acting so many things which are not sanctioned. Vikarma means not sanctioned. Just like If you act something which is not sanctioned by the law, then you are criminal. Similarly, there is nature's law, there is God's law. If we act against that law, that is called vikarma, purute vikarma. So therefore, Rishabhdev says, nasadu manne, this kind of irresponsible activities is not good. Because according to our activity, we shall get body. Now we have got experience in this body. We are suffering so much. We are trying to enjoy artificially, but actually we are in suffering condition. Anyone who is in this material world, beginning from Brahma down to the worm in the stool, all living entities are suffering. Therefore, our main aim of life should be to stop this repetition of birth and death and come to the spiritual life. And as Srimati Vaishnavi Mala first of all said, recited two slokas, Jada Jada I Dharma Sagrani Bhavati Bhara. Tadatmanam Sujam Maham. Now, Puritrana Sadhanam Vinasaya Siddhushita Dharma Sanasthapana Thayat Sambhavani. Now, this Krishna says that I appear to establish the principles of religion, Dharma Sanasthapana. Now, what is that religion? That is explained by Krishna at the end of Bhagavad Gita. What is that? Sarva dharman paritrajya mamitam saranam. So, we have created so many dharmas. Hindu dharma, Muslim dharma, Christian dharma, Buddha dharma, Jaina dharma, so many, hundreds and thousands of dharmas. But Krishna says that sarva dharman paritrajya. Now, in the beginning he said, the dharma samasthapanarthaya, in order to establish the principles of dharma or religion, I appear. And at the end he says, the sarva dharman paritrajya. Therefore, the conclusion is that mamekam saranam bhaja, only surrendering unto the lotus feet of Krishna is dharma, everything is not dharma. All other dharma, which does not teach, either you call Krishna or God, any dharma which does not teach you, surrendering unto the Supreme Lord, that is not dharma. That was in the Srimad Bhagavata, you find in the beginning, dharma prodhita koitava atra. In the Srimad Bhagavata, koitava dharma, teaching religion, is completely thrown out. So we have created so many dharmas. Of course it takes very long time to explain each and every item, but try to understand the principle. What is the dharma? The dharma is this Krishna concept. That Krishna says, Mam ekam, only unto me. He does not say that whatever you do, that's all right. No. He says, Mam ekam, only unto me. Only to become Krishna concept. That is dharma. And anything beyond this, that is not dharma. Therefore Krishna says, sarva dharman paritrajya. So our propaganda is, you don't remain a Christian, or don't remain a Hindu, or don't remain a Muslim. You become Krishnaite, or lover of God. Then your life is perfect. Samayi purusa paro dharma jato bhakti radho khadi. That is Bhagavad dharma. To love God, and because God is everything, if you understand how to love God, then naturally you love everything. Your love for country, your love for society, your love for family, your love for husband, your love for wife will be perfect when you love Krishna. How is it possible? Just like if you simply take care of your stomach, If you supply timely food to the stomach, automatically you are supplying food to the other parts of the body equally. You haven't got to make separate attempt to supply food to the eyes or to the ear or to the hands or to the legs. You simply supply food to the stomach and the energy will be distributed everywhere. Similarly, if you try to love Krishna only, your love will be distributed to everyone. Why we have come here? A sannyasi may not like, but we love everyone. We want that everyone should be Krishna conscious. That is our program. It doesn't matter where we are invited, but it is our business, it is our duty. We have dedicated our life that we want to see everyone Krishna conscious and thereby become happy. That is our duty. And that happiness, how it can be attained, that is also very easy. Just like the girl Sudha, she chanted that how I can reach Krishna. Is that the purpose of that fear? So that eagerness, how I shall attain Krishna in this life, that eagerness. The Rupa Goswami advises, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitam ati kriyatam jadi kuto vilabhati. You just try to purchase Krishna bhakti, Krishna, devotional service of Krishna, if it is available somewhere. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitam ati. Mati means concept. Therefore we have learned Krishna concept. The transition should be Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitam ati. So, Rupa Goswami says that if you can purchase this Krishna bhakti rasa Krishna consciousness, immediately purchase it. Then what is the value? Because when you go to purchase, you have to pay something. So what is that? He says that tatta launam ekalam hilam, that is your name, just like Mira. How I shall meet Krishna? How I shall meet Krishna? That madness after Krishna, agraha. Lola, just like we become mad after somebody. If I love either a god or boss, how to go there, how to achieve. Similarly, the same love, when it will be employed in the service of Krishna, by that price, you can purchase Krishna consciousness. And, but that type of eagerness, Rupa Goswami says, not janma koti sukriti labhate. That eagerness to achieve Krishna is very difficult to gain. Even after many, many births, it is not possible to gain. That is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mahan prabhadvati. This surrendering unto Krishna, or Krishna consciousness, can be achieved by a man who has perfectly attained knowledge, jnanavan, not the fool rested, but jnanavan. Those who have attained real perfect knowledge, such person, after many, many births, Māna prabhadvati, surrender unto me. How? Vāsudeva sarvameti sa mahātmā sudullam. Because after perfection of knowledge, he understands Vāsudeva Krishna is the absolute truth and is the source of everything. There are many verses in the Bhagavad Gita that aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matya bhajante ma buddha bhava samanya. Buddha. Buddha means one who is sexually wise. So, this Krishna consciousness movement, although very difficult to achieve, but just like there are many verses about it. मनसानाम सहस्य सुखस्वी जगति सिद्ध है जगताम विसिध्यानाम कृष्टि देती मान तत्व कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस टू अचीव दिस कॉन्शियसनेस इज वेरी लिमिटेड अनडाउटेड बट बाय द मर्सी ऑफ कृष्णा हु अपीयर्स एज लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज कृष्णा हिमसेल्फ कृष्णा इज सो काइंड दैट ऑल्दो ही सेड इन द भगवद गीता that you simply surrender unto me. The people misunderstood. They did not do it. Therefore, Krishna came again as Lord Chaitanya to distribute Krishna consciousness how people can easily get to it. This is Lord Chaitanya's gift. And the process is very simple. The process is Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Iva Tivalam, Kalo Nasiva, 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 Gati Dhammata. Simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra that we are teaching. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So our request is to everyone, all the boys and girls and ladies and gentlemen who are present, that you may remain engaged in your respective business. It doesn't matter. But you chant this mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Then your life will be perfect. In whatever position you may remain, it doesn't matter. Simply, you take up this Maha Mantra and chant it. There is no expenditure. There is no loss. But the gain is great, very great. You will get Krishna. You see? So don't lose this opportunity. The human life, you don't think that you have got this life, you are now enjoying life. This is slow. At any moment, it is a flash of light. Any moment it will be finished. But so long you have got this opportunity, try to understand Krishna. That is the success of life. It doesn't matter whatever occupation you have. That doesn't matter. That's why Arjuna was not a Vedanti, neither a Brahmin, nor a Sannyasi. He was householder, and he was a politician, so many things. He had no time to understand Vedanta. Vedanta is meant for the Brahmin, but he was not a Brahmin, he was a Kshatriya, always leading in politics. But still, he attained perfection. Simply by making friendship with Krishna and understanding Bhagavad Gita. You see? So, there are nine different, procedure or process for executing devotional service. Savanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam padasivanam asanam bandhanam dasyam satyam atmanikirtanam. So Arjuna got perfection by making friendship with Krishna, Saksam. So all of you should begin this Krishna consciousness simply by hearing Savana, just like you are kindly hearing me. So you can hear every day. You can sit down with your friends, with your family members and chant Hare Krishna and read some slokas, some Bhagavad Gita. Just see how your life becomes sublime and happy. So you are teaching that. And we have published many books or magazines. So you can take advantage of these books also. Pure Krishna consciousness. We don't deal with any other. Simply how one can become elevated to Krishna consciousness. That is our movement. Yeah, but dozens of big books. And you are issuing every month in different languages, this back to Godhead. English, French, German, Japanese, Hindi, and we are now going to publish in Bengali. So gradually we shall give in all languages. So our attempt is there. And we have got very good assistants, very good workers. You also cooperate with us. Your life will be sublime. Please cooperate with this movement, try to understand this problem, and you have got this human form of life, don't waste it for nothing. You remain. It does Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never says that you give up your profession or occupation. No. Thane sita suti gatam sanu agamano. Simply, he applies your body, your mind, sanu manaman, your mind and your words for spreading Krishna consciousness. That will give very immediate effect. Prayasa aditopi ditappati. God is never conquered. But anyone who employs his mind, words and body for the service of God, Krishna, he, Krishna becomes defeated by such devotees. So such devotees, Krishna comes within the, hands. Vedesu dullava adur lava atma bhakto. Vedesu, you cannot understand Krishna simply by studying Vedic literature. Although all the Vedas aims at Krishna consciousness, understand, Veda is the survey, aham eva vidyam, Krishna says. The purpose of Vedic knowledge is to understand Krishna. Therefore, after many, many births of studying Vedic literature and becoming perfectly wise, one surrenders unto Krishna, which he advises at the last. Verse of Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dhammaan Paritrajya Mahamitana Sarvamani. So don't wait for many, many births. You have got this opportunity. We are trying to help you take to Krishna consciousness and make your life perfect. Thank you.